This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today approved around 1 lakh crore rupees employment-linked incentive or ELI scheme to boost employment generation in the country. Briefing media about the Cabinet decisions in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the scheme is aimed at incentivizing the creation of over 3.5 crore jobs in the country over a period of 2 years. Out of these, 1.92 crore beneficiaries will be first-timers entering the workforce.
फर्स्ट टाइमर्स के लिए एक महीने की सैलरी के बराबर सब्सिडी अप टू अ लिमिट ऑफ मैक्सिमम 15,000 रुपीस ये दी जाएगी, जो कि दो इंस्टॉलमेंट्स में होगी, 6 महीने और 12 महीने के बाद में दी जाएगी। इससे एम्प्लॉयर्स को, कंपनीज को, दे विल बी एनकरेज टू हायर द फर्स्ट टाइम। दूसरा इसका पार्ट है, जो सस्टेन्ड एम्प्लॉयमेंट देते हैं 2 साल के लिए, एवरी मंथ 3,000 रुपीज पर मंथ पर एम्प्लॉय, ये एक सपोर्ट मिलेगा। और जो मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इंडस्ट्रीज हैं, उसमें यही सपोर्ट 4 साल के लिए मिलेगा।
With the ELI scheme, the government intends to catalyze job creation in all sectors, particularly in manufacturing sector, besides incentivizing the youth joining the workforce for the first time. An important outcome of the scheme will also be formalization of the country's workforce by extending social security coverage for crores of young men and women. The Cabinet has also approved the National Sports Policy 2025, aimed at transforming the country's sporting landscape and encouraging greater public participation in sports. The Cabinet has also cleared the Research, Development and Innovation Scheme with a corpus of 1 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will visit Ghana, which will be the first tour by an Indian Prime Minister in the last 3 decades. Prime Minister Modi will meet President of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, to review the strong bilateral partnership. India is celebrating 10 years of the Digital India program. It was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015. The Prime Minister has said that Digital India has become a people's movement and is central to building an Atmanirbhar Bharat and making India a trusted innovation partner to the world. In a blog marking 10 years of the Digital India program, he said, India is moving from digital governance to global digital leadership and from India first to India for the world. India and Pakistan today exchanged the lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India has shared names of 382 civilian prisoners and 81 fishermen in its custody. Similarly, Pakistan has also shared names of 53 civilian prisoners and 193 fishermen. National Highway Authority of India, NHAI, today held a review meeting with the officials from Jammu and Kashmir through video conferencing to expedite preparedness and ensure smooth travel experience for the pilgrims of the upcoming Amarnath Yatra. Detailed reviews were held of all stretches of 228-kilometer-long Jammu-Srinagar section of NH44 that falls on the Yatra route. Addressing the meeting, NHAI Chairman Sandosh Kumar Yadav emphasized that the comfort and safety of both devotees and commuters should be of utmost priority. Himachal Pradesh has been experiencing heavy monsoon rainfall over the past 24 hours. 5 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents in the state today. Rain-related incidents in the state have claimed 51 lives, while 103 have been injured, and 21 people are still missing so far in this rainy season. The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall in the state until the 7th of this month. In table tennis, India's Divyanshi Bhaumik has clinched gold in the under-15 girls singles at the 29th Asian Youth Championships in Tashkent, defeating China's Zhu Shihe 4-2 in the final. The second seed also secured a World Youth Championships berth with her victory. And in cricket, India will take on England in the second of the 5-match Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston in Birmingham starting tomorrow. Having lost the first test by 5 wickets, India will likely start with a depleted bowling attack as ace-pacer Jasprit Bumrah is set to miss the second test. And that is the end of this news bulletin.